Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Assange's NFT clock sale rides a wave of DAO crowdfunding. The WikiLeaks founder raised $50 million for legal fees, making him the latest public figure to benefit from decentralized autonomous organizations. By Gian M. Volpicelli. A group supporting WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange raised more than $50 million in Ether cryptocurrency by selling an NFT of a clock to a blockchain-based activist collective set up to support his legal bills. The non-fungible token called Clock is a joint creation by Assange and digital artist Peck. It displays a digital counter of the days Assange has spent behind bars at London's Belmarsh prison, where he's being held awaiting extradition to the U.S., Assange plans to appeal a UK court decision to extradite him to the US to face multiple espionage charges stemming from WikiLeaks' publication of confidential files of the Afghanistan and Iraq wars. If found guilty, he could face up to 175 years in jail. Peck has said the proceeds from the NFT clock sale to the activist collective, called Assange DAO, will go to the Hamburg-based Wau Holland Foundation, a nonprofit that accepts donations for Assange's legal defense. The WikiLeaks founder is the latest controversial figure to benefit from a decentralized autonomous organization, or DAO, set up to support his cause, bypassing traditional fundraising sites as well as the scrutiny that goes with them. Assange's brother, Gabriel Shipton, who was involved in setting up the DAO, says that he has been going to cryptocurrency conferences for years, hoping to muster support from a crowd whose goals he believes are totally aligned with Julian's philosophy. After all, Assange was an influential creator of encryption technology and a member of the Cypherpunks mailing list, where the building blocks of cryptocurrency were discussed. His brainchild, WikiLeaks, was one of the first high-profile organizations to accept Bitcoin donations in 2011, after being blacklisted by payment providers in 2010. But Shipton's efforts did not bear fruit until 2021 when he teamed up with a group of modern-day cypherpunks, including British cryptocurrency developer Amir Taki, Irish journalist Rachel Rose O'Leary, Berlin-based mathematician Silke Noah, and two pseudonymous hacktivists who go by the names McKenna and Fiscantis. The group started discussing how to help Assange on Telegram in the wake of the decision to extradite him in December. They were inspired by Free Ross DAO, a group launched that same month to support Ross Ulbricht, the creator of darknet drug marketplace Silk Road, who is serving a double life sentence in a federal prison in Arizona. Free Ross DAO raised $12 million, $6.2 million of which was spent on NFTs Ulbricht had created. The proceeds went toward Ulbricht's legal and PR expenses and to charities of his choice. Free Ross happened, and that was a big success. That gave us an indication of what to do, Taki says. NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden raised $5.4 million in April 2021 by selling an NFT featuring his own face made from pages of a U.S. appeals court decision. So Assange DAO agreed on a simple mission: raise as much crypto as it could and funnel it into PAC and Assange's NFT auction in an attempt to either secure the clock NFT or at least raise its price floor. On February 3rd, the group started accepting Ether donations on crypto crowdfunding platform Juicebox, eventually raising some $52 million. In exchange for their contributions, all donors received cryptocurrency $Justice tokens, which give holders a voice in how Assange DAO's resources are used. That element, Taki says, makes the DAO mechanism more effective at raising funds than just asking for direct donations in dollars or crypto. Simple donations don't work, he says, but if you give a little bit of incentive, that's the extra impetus. Taki says that the Assange DAO was the perfect way for cypherpunks to rally together to liberate the original cypherpunk, Assange. In the lead-up to the auction, the group debated whether it should bid less for the project and keep cryptocurrency aside for other Assange-focused projects. But it ended up going all in. Assange DAO's winning offer, 16,593 ETH, was $40 million higher than the second highest bid from the CEO of cryptocurrency exchange Kraken. Assange's history is checkered. He was investigated for sexual offenses in Sweden, holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid extradition, and was accused of spreading material hacked by Russia's GRU. But Noah says that whatever one thinks of Assange, the charges against him are a travesty and represent a wider threat to press freedom and whistleblower protection. Stella Morris, a lawyer and Julian Assange's partner, says the DAO provides a new model for political prisoners and causes to galvanize support. She says she hopes others will follow in its footsteps. Initially conceived as the cryptocurrency industry's flawed answer to Kickstarter, DAOs were used to raise capital for cryptocurrency startups while giving donors a stake through custom tokens. Now they are also evolving into devices to orchestrate other kinds of collective actions, from the activist to the political to the whimsical. Last year, shortly before the Free Ross DAO, the Constitution DAO raised $47 million in an unsuccessful attempt to buy an original copy of the U.S. Constitution, which was eventually snapped up by a hedge fund manager. In 2018, Taki, who in the 2010s fought with the Kurds against the Islamic State in Syria, announced plans to create an academy of hackers well-versed in cryptography and revolutionary techniques alike. He says that he will likely launch a DAO to fund that project. These new types of DAOs may still have a problem in certain cases. Crypto backers who decide to participate risk being unmasked. While widely touted as totally private, the most popular cryptocurrencies are in fact pseudonymous and leave a permanent trail that can, in some cases, lead to a user's identity. Right now, the process is completely transparent. That might be okay for something like Constitution DAO, but when it comes to something like Assange DAO, it creates a risk both for donors and organizers, O'Leary says. In a cryptocurrency conference in Lisbon, Portugal in October 2021, Taki and O'Leary unveiled a project called DarkFi, a wordplay on cryptocurrency-fueled decentralized finance, or DeFi, which would offer stronger anonymity features for cryptocurrency and DeFi users. DarkFi aims to make DAO crowdfunding fully autonomous, minimizing any risk linked to backing controversial causes or figures. We will have DAOs and auctions which are completely autonomous, where nobody can see anything that's happening, Taki says.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.